From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for Friday, April the 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. That is the answer, folks. Applying correct principles will restore us to the greatness America was known for in yesteryear times. We can do it again, folks, by turning to God Almighty. He promises us that he will heal our land and protect us. What more could you ask from a loving author of your liberty, huh? All right, welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. The good doctor in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley, his lifelong goal to preserve the nation. Thus, his collegiate series, book series, and a whole lot more to preserve the nation, available now at freedomsrisingsun.com. And if you want to learn more about what he's doing weekly, he's got weekly webinars, Q&As on the Constitution, well over 1,000 videos. Go to freedomsrisingsun.com. Collegiate information for your homeschooling groups, education for everyone. And best of all, you get to see Dr. Scott Bradley on video. How's that? This is only radio, but you're still welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I'm not so sure it's an improvement to be able to see my face. I mean, I've heard in the past there are some people that are so ugly that they should only be on radio. So I don't know. I don't know if that applies. Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. But we didn't need to get off on that tangent, that's for sure.
I'll tell you the tangent we do need to get off on, ladies and gentlemen. There's a couple of headlines, a couple of really important things I want to talk to Dr. Scott Bradley about. We've discussed forced vaccinations for some time on the broadcast over the last several weeks. And we've talked about this passport they're trying to mandate. We've talked about how it'll eventually divide the states and eventually possibly even cause a civil war. That, along with government being so corrupt, the courts, there's no redress of grievance anymore. They're violating all five guarantees in the First Amendment and more. They're literally starting to come and try to take the guns. When they do that, folks are going to really, and I'm telling you, the wheels are falling off, as Dr. Scott Bradley likes to kind of articulate it to be. And we can turn to God and stop it, but that is the only way. Anyway, I digress, except to say now they've got another kind of issue out. They've had to halt the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but they're lying about this halt. And let me explain how I know they're lying, Dr. Bradley, to see what you think about this. They say that it's a temporary halt because the vaccines, in rare cases, cause blood clots. First off, they don't know how rare the cases are, because they said at first, well, it's so rare, we'll just ignore it and release it anyway. And then they got caught and saying, well, it's worse than we thought, we better put it on hold. But they claim it's a temporary hold. But here's what my logic is. And I'm only a news guy, so you know I'm not very intelligent. You're the doctor. You can kind of add to this. But if they say it's a temporary hold, how do they know that if they haven't conducted the investigation yet? If the investigation comes back fine, it might be a temporary hold. But either they know the outcome of the investigation so they can say it's temporary, or they've engineered the outcome of the investigation to say we're just going to run through this to make everybody happy, but we don't really care. Or they're lying to say that it's temporary. What if they do their research and it comes back way worse and they say this isn't safe to put back on the market? It wouldn't be temporary. It'd be permanent, right? So how do they talk outside of both sides of their mouth saying, hey, you know, this is temporarily on hold so we can investigate? They can't make a claim like that. That's dishonest by very logical nature, sir. Do you want to respond there first?
Well, you're assuming some level of logic, reason, and intelligence in the whole process you're going through here. Every single step of the way, it's been a lie. It's been a deception. It's been disingenuous at the very least. And we are being absolutely smeared all over the board. Put two masks on, put no masks on, put one mask on, no masks work. I mean, blah, blah, blah. I mean, everything that has happened from the very beginning of this, no time in any pointed history of healthy people been locked down, and nobody has completely destroyed the world's economy for a cold that comes around regularly, a cold that has destroyed all other sicknesses that are out there because there's no deaths for any other reason out there. But yes, your logic is worthy of reason, and I always say distrust until verified. But what you're saying is absolutely true. They are.
Because look, what if it comes back really bad, that it's way worse than they said? Are they just going to still put it back on the market? Is it still temporary? Or will they have to say, wait a minute, whoa, 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 we can't release this anymore? What are they going to do? And I submit to you, they've already proven to you that they're not even going to do a genuine investigation. They've already engineered the outcome.
They absolutely have. And in fact, I believe the outcome was understood long ago. In fact, maybe some years ago as to how they would approach this thing. And I mean, call me a skeptic, call me a conspiracy theorist, call me a truth seeker, because I really truly believe that with a full analysis of these things, we're going to find that that none of it adds up. I just listened a few minutes ago to something our governor said yesterday about how many, I mean, we got one, our population in our state's probably a little over 3 million. We've got 1.8 million vaccines that have been administered. And there's some number of people that have tested positive and therefore presumably have some level, which they're saying is probably not going to last very long. What a pack of lies. The naturally obtained immunity that happens when one is exposed to something in the environment has historically proven to be much more valid and long-lasting than anything that they've ever come up with in any so-called vaccine. But he's saying, oh, we're going to reach herd immunity. But so why are we saying everybody's got to get a passport? So why are we saying you're going to have to be able to verify vaccinations before you can go back to regular life? It's every single thing about this is inconsistent.
I'm going to tell you why.
I would love to know, but I'm afraid that it's just because they're a pack of liars.
Well, that's all true, but here's the details of the pack of lies that we're talking about here. So listen carefully. Pfizer CEO, third dose of COVID-19 likely needed within 12 months. So they first told you that you had to have two of them. Now they're saying you got to have a third dose within 12 months. And Albert Bourla, that's the CEO of Pfizer, says that it's also possible that people will need to get vaccinated every year to protect themselves against the virus. So the reason that they need you to get a passport, dude, is because, or doctor, I'm sorry, if they don't do that, how can they know that you're annually spending money on your vaccines? How can they know that you've got the annual RNA manipulation that eventually the vaccines will morph to? The vaccines that you get 12 months later will not be the same as the one you got when the first two. So the third one will be different. Then over time, they will continue to improve the vaccines, what they say. But what they'll start to do is engineer this manipulation of your RNA, or part of your DNA, if you will. And who knows where it can go in terms of the genetic modifications to your body that this dishonest so-called science will eventually deliver and produce. You combine that with a chip. I don't know if you know, but the Department of Defense is now releasing a chip that will inject under your skin and that will constantly monitor your blood and determine if you have the COVID virus. They can tell you, you know what, you're sick, you have the COVID, before you even have symptoms. This is part of the Department of Defense. They just released the COVID chip. I don't know if you know that, and it'll be available in 2021. So you put that chip in. You have that monitoring happening, and then you have that vaccine passport that'll be tied to it, and they can literally engineer your body going forward, sir. That's where they want to go. And if you don't have a passport or some way to document that you're on board or not, then how can they manipulate the population? So this is a way that they can ensure that they can continue to manipulate your RNA and DNA and manipulate eventually, who knows what, your thoughts, your actions, your beliefs, your illnesses, your immunities, your sickness levels, your what other sicknesses will eventually that chip be able to detect by monitoring your blood, etc. I mean, we go down the road to where literally they want to control your health, and they want to use that then to morph us into a tyranny. And without that passport, sir, they can't get it done.
Well, you know, if we're about up to the break, it looks to me like, but there's several different things that probably ought to be considered in regards to this. Even if you, I mean, all these people out there that say, oh, no way, there's no way they're going to monitor anything. There's no way there can be any transmission of intelligence out of this thing that you're getting in your body, and they go on and on and on. But at the very, 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 very least, it's a multi-billion dollar gift that keeps on giving to the pharma companies. And basically, I've seen and read all of these reports you're talking about. And yes, the DARPA approach to this thing with the chips and all this. And by the way, they started something like that back when I was in the service 50-plus years ago, and it didn't work out very good. A lot of special operations individuals were injected with things that ended up going upside down and backwards. It didn't work right. But so they've been working along these engineering
lines. And hold on, it
won't
this time either, sir.
No, it won't. You're right, absolutely. But the fact of the matter is that they have been working along these lines for many years, and we could talk about, if nothing else, it's a bazillion-dollar gold mine for these pharma companies to continue to milk this thing, and that's one of the reasons it's not going away. But the other side of it, the tyranny thing, the control thing, I believe is absolutely correct too. But let's look at something that most people should be familiar with, and that's the annual or the seasonal vaccine that they give out, so-called vaccine, for the seasonal flu. What they do is they look at previous variants, particularly the previous year, and they can't predict which variant is going to be there. They put the concoction together and they inject everybody. Last year's seasonal flu injections had a success ratio of 13%. That's what they tagged it at. But I would submit to you that it's probably more than 13%, not in favor of the vaccines, but in favor of natural immunity. I believe most people have immunity much higher than 13%. So we can come back to this, I'm sure, when all the music and the other issues are closed.
I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. The website's to keep an eye on, freedomsrisingsun.com and lovingliberty.net.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bradley on a roll. So, yeah, this tyranny thing is real, folks. It's not a joke. And they're literally pushing. And eventually, you know what? They'll eventually find a way to mix the flu and the cocoa vaccine together and say, don't worry, we got a one-size-fits-all yearly vaccine for you. It'll be wicked expensive. And then they'll back it with, you better have it if you want to participate in normal society, doctor.
Well, yeah, and here's the issue. As I was saying before the break, what we have with our seasonal flu vaccination that they push, that really don't work. If you have a 13% success ratio, is what they've tagged it at for the seasonal flu that they just gave, I would submit to you that the natural immunity that individuals have, probably exceeds 13% across the board. And to tell you the truth, the last vaccine, so-called, that I got sucker punched back in Gerald Ford's day in 1976. My family did. And we said, never again. Not once, not ever, will we ever cross that bridge again. More people died from the vaccine than died from what they were vaccinating against. It was a complete blown-out-of-the-water facade. 48 million Americans were vaccinated, and there was no value done from it. It was just a complete blowout. Well, since then, we don't get the flu. We have lived through our lives with this thing called our God-given immune systems. And God has said, okay, I put you in a system. This system is as big as the universe, but each system is fitly formed together. Each system works together, and each of us as individuals is designed to work within that system. And using natural immunity and the way that God designed everything to work, it just seems to work out great. Now, what they're doing, though, is they've ramped up, since that time, these required vaccines, this vaccine schedule, and a child from the time of birth until they're 18 years old now is getting about 72 injections. And with that comes all sorts of downsides. I mean, we have an incredible increase in autism. We have an incredible increase in SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. We have autoimmune diseases that are going whacked out. We have, and I don't know if you can attribute them all to this, but I think that you got to look at it and say, is it contributory? And so what we have since we've gone wacko and that 1986 law that Reagan signed that the Congress passed that gives immunity to pharma companies, they can do whatever they want and they can run these things out. And they're saying, oh, we're getting rid of all disease. But no, what has happened in actuality is we have a whole bunch of follow-on things that they make follow-on drugs for, like diabetics drugs and treatments that they continue to market. And I personally know people that after a vaccine, they got diabetes almost instantly. And it's so strange that everything is synergistic in favor of the pharma companies. And all everybody says is, oh, there's no proof. And by the way, I don't know if you saw, Sam, a day or two ago, they just came out with an article about SADS, sudden adult syndrome death, you know, and I coined the term some months ago saying that as soon as we got the vaccine, this is what we're going to start recognizing, just like SIDS, the infant death syndrome that have followed with the vaccines. I coined the term. I've been using it in conversations for months now. I just saw an article yesterday. They claim a woman in 2019 died, just an adult woman. She woke up dead one day, a normally healthy woman. And so here's the deal. They're saying, see, this was out there. I would predict that you're going to see a lot of unexplainable new incidences of that thing. And they're going to say, well, it existed before the vaccines. You can't say that it's related to the vaccine. All of these things, I guess I'm going to say that one thing the vaccine's done is it has brought on an immense wave of coincidence. You're going to see that everything now is a coincidence. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the vaccine. You get a healthy, strong, vigorous individual, gets the vaccine, and 2 days later is dead or 2 weeks later is dead. Totally unexplainable. Well, it's, you know, correlation does not indicate causation, and there's no proof. And it's like they brush everything off to coincidence. But I would predict that we are going to see a massive increase in SADS, this sudden adult death syndrome, that will start to come upon us, and they'll say, "Well, yeah, but you know what? It was always here. You know, I mean, just because now we're seeing a 10,000-fold increase or whatever it turns out to be, I don't know what the number will be, but the fact of the matter is, it'll be coincidence, total coincidence." And so that's one thing the vaccine, so-called, has brought to the marketplace. Is a huge influx of coincidence in unexplained health issues. And so, but you're right. I you know, if nothing else, we're going to see a huge pharmacy profit margin increase. But I would predict that some of these other things that are happening along the way that are deleterious to the to everyone's health are going to expand dramatically too. And the tyranny thing, it ain't stopping. They're on a roll, baby. And so, yeah, this thing's not going away. It's just something we've got to push back on and say, not on my watch.
Well, and the real issue in my mind here, we need to be very clear about this. They want to force us to take the vaccines. I don't want to force anybody to take any vaccine. But I'm also fine, by the way, if somebody wants to take the vaccine. Okay, if they feel like they want to take it, let them. What I'm calling for is the ability to use our agency as we choose. So no forced, no passport, no mandate, no et cetera. So we can use our agency, but then I'm also calling for transparency in information. Okay, for example, calling this a vaccine is a lie. Blatantly saying we've changed the term vaccine to account for this experimental RNA manipulating modification. Okay, fine. But to say it's a vaccine and not articulate that you've literally had to change the definition to call it a vaccine is the disingenuous part. To say that this is safe and effective, even though you've skipped all kinds of governmental regulatory realities, not that I'm defending government regulatory reality in the first place, but you act like it's safe and effective, and how dare I claim that it's not, but yet you've circumvented all the normal protections in place, and then you roll this out knowing that it causes blood clots, but saying it's so little in rarity, or whatever you want to say, so rare that it doesn't matter, and then you come back and say, well, we've had to halt this temporarily. You don't know if it's temporary. If you do an honest investigation, what if it's way worse than you thought, or there's another side effect that comes up you didn't realize? Or so, then it wouldn't be temporary. You'd say, well, we better not put this on the market if you're honest. Well, they're not going to do that if they're claiming it's temporary, because then they'll have to come back and say we lied. Well, so they're caught in a trap here. They will roll out the vaccines. They will do everything they can to make sure that you don't know about the negative side effects, the repercussions, the sickness, the illness, the unexplained illnesses, and then eventually the deaths. They will do everything they can to keep that out of the mind's eye of the public while they manipulate the truth on these things. And so I'm calling for choice, and I'm calling for transparency. Now, let's make it very clear. They also say this. They're not sure if everyone out there is distinguishing between the two kinds of vaccines. There's the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, and the adenomas vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca. Now, here's the point. The mainstream press says that, okay? They're not sure if that everyone understands the difference. But the difference is negligible. It's in the way that they work and they respond. But every one of them is not a vaccine in the traditional sense. Let's be honest about that for starters, Doctor.
Well, that's absolutely the... That's absolutely the case where, again, you point out, an absolute truth that it is not a vaccine. It does not qualify as something that grants immunity or prevents spread. It's not coming out through the normal approval process. It's an emergency use authorization. It is an experimental drug. Every one of us that takes it is part of a huge experiment on humanity that's never been done before. And we as the people are being basically manipulated in this thing. And even I guess I shouldn't say even, I would expect this from Joe Biden's press officer. But she has said, oh, yeah, this vaccine. And she calls it, all of these things that we know absolutely it is not. There is not informed consent being given. I mean, the people I've talked to have not had informed consent that have received the vaccine. And the people that have had dangerous side effects that I personally know, that I've had interaction with, and severe dangerous side effects, have not reported them to the VARS system, this adverse reaction system that we use. So we know that it's very underreported. So everything is, they just tell whatever story they think will get the job done today.
You know, they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, then they lie and temporarily put a suspense. Then they're going to come back and take the investigation, show that it was just fine, put them back on the market. They already told you they would because it's temporary suspension, right?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A gunman opened fire at a FedEx warehouse facility in Indianapolis, Indiana, late Thursday night, killing at least 8 people and wounding multiple others. The location is near the airport, and the suspect took his own life, is all we know at this time. Kim Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, made her first court appearance Thursday. Potter appeared remotely with her defense attorney, Earl Gray. During the hearing, Potter was told she is not allowed to possess, use, or transport firearms, ammunition, or explosives. She is next expected to appear in person 1:30 p.m. local time, May 17th. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, said on Thursday that he will no longer be wearing a mask at the Capitol since he is fully vaccinated. At this point, I've been vaccinated. Everyone working in the Senate has been vaccinated. CDC has said in small groups, particularly with people who are vaccinated, do not need to wear masks. End quote. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new hate bill in the Senate gets bipartisan approval. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking 3 Asian American women in 2 separate incidents back in March.
The Pentagon has confirmed that the 18-second video of 3 UFOs hovering over the USS Russell in July of 2019 is authentic. At one point, the UFOs matched the speed and bearing of one destroyer for 90 minutes off the coast of San Diego, according to the ship's logs. USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, back with you live, Dr. Scott Bradley with me to preserve the nation, his goal, freedomsrisingsun.com, the website to learn more and get involved in a big, heroic way to preserve the greatest country on the face of the earth. I am Sam Bushman, and we're talking about these vaccine lies they're telling us. And really, I'm pushing for transparency and honesty in the real data. And what they're doing is they're hiding information from the public because they know. They know, ladies and gentlemen, that if you and I were to hear the real likelihood of trouble for the vaccines, whether it be injury or death, we wouldn't take it. They know that. And so they're literally creating laws, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund that has already spent $4+ billion on when vaccines go wrong. For starters, they know that if we know the truth, we won't take the vaccines. And that's what they're afraid of. They want us to take the vaccines. It's a cash cow. And it really relates to extreme control over us when they can literally do this. And that's why they're continuing to expand the term vaccinations and what it means. That's why they're continuing to give us more and more and more and more and more and more shots. But you know what? And this might sound anti-Semitic, but, you know, set that aside for a reality second, if you will. You know what? They have desires to manipulate society. To create 2 classes of people, kind of the dumbed down people and then the elite people that live forever. I know that's a psychotic dream, but the eugenicists truly have that goal in mind. And America has been backing eugenics and the eugenics movement and this engineering of people for a long time. And this chip under your skin that the government just put together under the Pentagon, the DOD, etc., and this vaccine that they're continuing to roll out, messing with your RNA. They're moving that eugenics movement forward, literally experimenting on the whole world right now. Blatantly in-your-face experimentation. And anybody who tells you that I don't know what I'm talking about, I can prove it. If you take a vaccine and you circumvent all normal checks and balances for testing and you put it on the market, it's an experiment. Okay? And if you're experimenting on everybody and you know there's blood clots and other problems and you still put it on the market and then they call a halt to it, but they investigate and then lie and say the investigation comes back okay and they continue to roll it out, they're experimenting on the whole world. Their eugenics movement used to be hidden. Now it's literally in plain sight. And make no mistake, if you read the behind-the-scenes paperwork on this, Dr. Bradley, this eugenics movement has the goals I've articulated and is seriously going about it really right now, hidden in plain sight, because people want to trade their security or their liberty for security, and they'll wind up with neither. This is in plain sight and being done on the whole world. And anybody who speaks out against it is considered a bigot, a hater, a racist, anti-Semitic, doesn't have knowledge, whatever they want to say. But what we're saying is absolutely credible and provable. And that's really where we are right now, isn't it?
Well, it is. In fact, eugenics is something that's been around for thousands of years, literally. I mean, you go back and read Plato, and by the way, the founding fathers, well, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, for example, absolutely mocked the stupidity of Plato. And they considered it a dreary read at best. And Plato suggested these different classes of people and creating them and letting those that were to be rulers and so on. But it didn't end with Plato, unfortunately, and it's happened all down through history. And you would be shocked at how many prominent people are eugenicists. I mean, it's not just Hitler. I mean, it's all associated with this, this Holocaust thing and all that kind of stuff. But no, it's been going around. Winston Churchill was involved in it, for example. And you look at the whole Planned Parenthood movement. That is what started it. They were trying to eliminate the black race from the United States. So this kind of stuff has been around, and the fact that they're amping it up at this point shouldn't surprise us. But the thing, getting back to the vaccine nomenclature, so many people that are alive today, you know, grandmas and grandpas like me, you know, that remember back as a youngster when they did this massive polio vaccine thing, and we could talk about why I questioned that even. But the fact of the matter is that that we associate vaccines with something. Oh my goodness, they've saved us all. They've been this savior on the horizon all along. And when I was a kid, I think we took three vaccines when I was a kid. And now, like I say, I don't know. There's something like 18 or 20 where you get 72 injections of by the time you're 18 years old. But the fact of the matter is they've truly expanded it beyond measure. All of the side effects that people say was just coincidental, everything from diabetes and autoimmune system deficiencies and autism and all sorts of behavioral problems. I mean, all of these things just seem to track right with the expansion of it. But nevertheless, they're saying it's a vaccine, which many people equate in their minds as something that's good and is going to save them. But they also are trying to shoehorn it, I think, into the Jacobson Supreme Court decision back in 1905, where the vaccine thing in Massachusetts and a $5 fine and all that went through the Supreme Court. And because they called it a vaccine, they're thinking that they're going to be able to use that same definitional term. It is not a vaccine. It does not give immunity or even suggest it does. It does not say you're not going to spread it. It does not say that it's gone through all of the processes and tests and studies that they put them through, again, which in my mind are questionable. But the fact of the matter is they're trying to give that aura to it. And clear back a year ago in March, so this was 11 months ago, I did an interview with a major news outlet that at that moment, the intent of their interview was to progress the idea of mandatory vaccines, which I spoke against. I've told you about this interview before, 28 minutes long. They had a six-minute segment they were doing it in. They used 9 seconds of my interview and then spent the rest of the 6 minutes encouraging mandatory vaccines. Now, I'm going to say something that may seem a little bit off to begin with. But if somebody will spend a little bit of time thinking about it, I think they'll see the logic, reason, and intelligence behind it. We are autonomous, sovereign individuals under God. We have God-given rights. We fit in God's system. He designed us from the beginning. Now what they're saying is that we must take an insertion into our body of something for the greater good, okay? And they're going to do this because, well, by golly,
let's be clear, to flesh out your knowledge for a second here. Just make this very clear before you go on. Insert an arm of flesh, man-made substance, literally competing with God for supremacy. The Tower of Babel in your body on steroids, right?
There's no question that that's the case and where we're going with this thing that is developed for profit. But here's the deal, though. We can all see sexual assault, where the analogy shouldn't be lost on most people, as being an egregious violation of our sovereignty, of our free will, and of everything sacred to us. But yet they're going to use a needle on a sovereign body that can choose to make their own path, and they're going to compel us. And this radio, it was actually a television interviewer, talked to me, and he says, well, yeah, but for the greater good, shouldn't we be able to do this for the greater good? I said, well, no, wait a minute. What if you're in Red China? What if you're in Red China? And they say, oh, man, we got too many people now. We got too many eaters. It's just the population's expanding dramatically. For the greater good, we're going to limit one child per couple. We will kill all the other children before they draw their first breath. That's for the greater good too, isn't it? And Americans should be able to see how egregiously that violates this whole process that God put in place to begin with. And now you're becoming the God on earth, you're this arm of the flesh, God on the earth, and you are now making those decisions for other individuals that have free will and should be able to do it. That sovereignty is lost completely, and they're saying, yeah, but we're all going to be healthy if we do this. No, the success ratio on any of these things that have been done has been absolutely, abominably, infinitely small. And you're destroying that God-given agency, that freedom to choose, as you go forward with this. And I liken it to sexual assault in the sense that it is every bit as personal. And in this case, it may cause, ultimately and finally, other violations that, I mean, we're talking, we don't know for sure what will happen in terms of fertility. This spike protein thing that they're putting on may cause spontaneous abortion or miscarriages or whatever. We may lose the ability to propagate. We may lose our immune systems. We may have attacks on our systems that make us weaker and are unable to ward off other things that come along. We're messing in a petri dish. They're making humans a petri dish that they're saying we're going to experiment with. And it's flat wrong all across the board, but they've termed it a vaccine, again, which it is not, for all of these reasons, for all of the aura of, oh, yeah, vaccines are good.
Lies, ladies and gentlemen. Reject them. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Is eugenics happening today? Yes, sadly, it's live and well. Meet the genetics generation. They've literally taken genetics and underground kind of a thing that everybody was against and felt like, oh my gosh, it's horror, it's anti-Semitic, it's created a superior race, kind of Hitler-esque stuff. It's been going on for thousands of years. They've been doing it. They want to create a master race. They want to dumb the rest of us down. That's clear as a bell. And we believe it after Hitler, it kind of went away, but that's a lie. It's been going on. It's live and well now. Now they're literally doing it in plain sight with these vaccines. I don't know if people know the difference between the mRNA vaccines. That's the Pfizer one, BioNTech and the Moderna, and the adenovirus, or ADENOVIRUS, adenovirus one from J&J and AstraZeneca. But here's the difference, folks. The way they literally get into your cell is slightly different, and what they bind to is different. One of them manipulates RNA based on kind of some markers they see. The other one is literally a different virus, a completely different virus, attenuated and kind of mutated by their vaccines. So they're slightly different in their delivery of how they get into the cells, and what they use is their, quote, active agent, so to speak, to spawn your immune system into super defense mode. But if you're not careful, you're going to create a sciatic storm in the body, and it's going to backfire and go all wrong. I pray that doesn't happen. They're playing with fire right now. They're literally building the Tower of Babel in your body. And God's not going to be happy with man trying to become superior to God. This battle is serious from a spiritual point of view. But it's also serious from an experimental point of view. You know what? We might have sterilizations take place. The government's done it before. No wonder we don't trust them, right? This is serious business. And that's why I'm preaching transparency on this and agency on this. Above all, Dr. Bradley.
That is exactly the case that's going on right now. The deception level has been over the top from the very beginning. And every single thing we say, including this little blurb I got from the governor this morning that I listened to just before coming on the air with you, every single thing is fraught with logic, reason, intelligence flaws. And it just does not track. They tell us whatever. It's like, I don't know if you've ever been around somebody that didn't have a gatekeeper in their mind, and they just say whatever flits across their mind. And they spout a lot of things that it's like, whoa, where did that come from? I have to ask myself every time I listen to these people, are they even listening to themselves? Do they even know how illogical it sounds and how stupid they sound in terms of how this fits in the whole narrative? But that's what has come across. Every single thing that they've kind of come up with that they want to promote, suddenly it's out on the board, and it becomes not just a narrative, it becomes the script, like this SADS thing. I will predict that in the coming weeks you are going to see a lot of articles about this adult syndrome of death that has been around forever, and we're going to see all sorts of things. Oh my goodness, yeah, I knew. Oh yeah, I heard about this. But I think you're going to see it ramp up. But they'll say it's always been with us. They're not giving us a much of a chance to even, you know, feel like somebody's even telling us the truth. It's just amazing. By the way, you know, these eugenicists, these people that you think don't exist, well, you know, like Teddy Roosevelt and Helen Keller and Alexander Graham Bell and Winston Churchill and Margaret Sanger. She's the one that started the Planned Parenthood thing. I mean, W.E.B. Du Bois, by the way, he's the one that they always trot out as the black man that's the one to emulate when he was an abject communist, but he was a eugenicist as opposed to somebody like a Booker T. Washington. I mean, Clarence Darrow, George Bernard Shaw, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jacques Cousteau. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about people that have just absolutely, through history, have said, we've got to breed that Aryan class or whatever the heck, you know. The people that are in this, I mean, Malthusian, you hear that talking about that, this guy that, I mean, he really took, he died before it really took hold, but he believed that there was going to be food shortages and we needed to limit populations and all this kind of stuff. Herbert Hoover, I mean, was a eugenicist. John Maynard Keynes, I mean, these are some of the people that are prominent people. Keynes being the guy that screwed up America economy. I mean, it's just Mariner Eccles was a Keynesian before Keynes, but Mariner Eccles was the guy that was pushing Keynesian economics on the nation before Keynes became popular. But this is stuff that's even in, you know, our home state, if you like, you know. So it's absolutely astonishing to me that people probably have never even heard of this thing, but it seems like it's alive and well the way they're looking at society now. You know, it's just astonishing.
It's astonishing on one hand, but on the other hand, when you think of it or put it in context with the war in heaven, where Satan and his angels or his, you know, cohorts, if you will, were cast down from heaven, that's biblically documented. And then you understand that we're in this war, and the war continues on Earth, and agency is at the core of that war. You know what? Choose whom you will follow. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, kind of an idea. You begin to kind of understand quickly that this is shocking. This is in your face. This is hostile. This is evil. This is, I mean, yeah, it's hard to come to face-to-face with it. But when you understand it in biblical, kind of historical context, Earth life, a continuation of God's advancement of his children, if you will, the plan of salvation, you begin to understand very quickly that this is diabolical and evil, no doubt about it. But it's not shocking that Satan would go to these levels. It's not shocking that Satan would try to become God or be over God. This is normal, and you got to choose what you're going to follow. But it's like the Tower of Babel, in my opinion, going on in your body via the eugenics movement in plain sight. And Americans need to understand it for what it is and call it for what it is. Eventually, if they can sterilize you, if they can change the way you think or act or behave, and they say people's behaviors after they've taken these vaccines are starting to change, interestingly enough, as well. So at what time will, you know, they say, we can create a tower. We can get as high and as create a system like God's. At what point will it be, we can create a body too? But our body does our bidding. As they try to mix robotics and humans together and everything else, they're working on this, folks. And if you don't believe me, go study. What I tell you is the absolute detailed historical truth and reality. Dr. Bradley, respond to that, because I think that's the context that it's got to be put in to understand how diabolical, how evil, but at the same time, how logical this progression really is, right?
Well, if you believe in the eternal scheme of things and there's purpose in everything, and by the way, the American Founding Fathers looked at this as a purpose-driven existence that was established by God. It is not a chaos theory. It's something that had design from the very beginning and all these kinds of things, and everything testifies of that, except for when you get in science today, into the chaos theory. But if you believe in that eternal perspective and a God versus Satan kind of thing, where God proposed and established a planet upon which all of us could make our progression and obtain bodies and move forward and demonstrate our whatever our natural tendencies were and everything. And if Satan is opposed to that, you would say, okay, well, here's what he's done all through history. And by the way, this is one of the reasons that it seems that this satanic program of warfare has become so expansive is that if Satan is attempting to destroy God's plan, which would be this very planet itself or people upon it, his children, that he would use war, and he uses government because of the immense force of government that they can, you know, kind of focus all the destructive forces together. And then, my goodness, here comes this thing where we can inject something into a body, and it alters this potentially permanently. Now, most of the things I'm reading right now, you say, well, you know, you can detoxify from things. If you get exposed to carbon monoxide or some kind of, you know, toxic chemical or something like that, somehow you can, you know, detoxify that from your body. But everything I'm reading about these mRNA vaccines is that it incorporates it into your body, and you cannot go back once you've got it. That's everything I'm reading. That's a simplified version. I am not a physician. I'm somebody that is trying to research every ounce of information I can on this thing. And that doesn't mean I'm omnipotent on it by any means. But the literature indicates to me that if you have taken the mRNA and it has incorporated itself into your you are it. It's there's no going back. I mean, barring a miracle from God, and I'm not gonna say that's an impossibility by any means, because I really truly have faith in the power of God. But for most
people,
the
point is, do we let our bodies become partially man-made? Then over time, how much man-made will it be? And
well,
what
it's
will the
like a, it's like
injection
a,
or perversion come with their intentions, right?
Well, it's like GMO food. I mean, you look at the way the Monsanto regime has run thing where they genetically modify our corn so you can put their product on your fields, and your corn basically incorporates that toxic chemical into the corn that you're eating. And it's like, well, so what have you done to the nutritional value of that corn? Does it have any negative side effects or anything like that? And it really puts Monsanto in the driver's seat on this genetically modified stuff, because they hold the patents on it. I mean, you look at what we're doing in the animal kingdom and the vegetable kingdom, if you will, and you just wonder how far that's encroached into the human kingdom, and you wonder where we're going to go with this thing. And it becomes very problematic, and I think we've got to be much more careful than we have been. We're way too trusting.
Well, and they've already with these plants and everything else set up new seeds that are, I don't know what you want to call it, but they're one time.
They won't germinate on their. Yeah, they won't germinate.
They won't germinate on their own. Okay, so they're one time seeds, so to speak. How long will it be until they do that to the body and they say, you know, Dr. Bradley, you already have too many children. We don't think you need to have any more there. And then your next vaccine is the turn off baby making gene, right?
Well, absolutely, or they're turning them. In fact, they have found in some third world countries the tetanus vaccine, for example, has caused women to become sterilized that obtained it. Now it's like, holy cow, how widespread is this? And we're going like sheep to the slaughter.
A lot of us are saying we don't know if these vaccines sterilize, but I submit to you, those who are creating these in the eugenics movement, they do know. Don't fool yourself for a second to think they don't understand the implications of what they're dealing with. They don't relay that to us. That's why I'm calling for transparency. Trust you me, they know a gazillion times more about what they're perpetuating and doing. They're not going blind as we think they are. They have a vision, and they've done enough experimentation already before they roll this out. They know what they're changing and doing. Make no mistake about that, Doctor.
There's no question, and they'll tell us whatever they think. We'll sell it to us, and we're going like lambs to the slaughter.
Pray hard, work hard, because, ladies and gentlemen, God is still had not. He's not the leaving kind. He has not abandoned his post. Make sure of that. I know God lives, and I know he loves us, and I know that if we turn to him, he can protect us in the war as we use our agency to turn to God Almighty. For Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingside.com, and Sam Bushman, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help us? God save the Republic of the United States of America.